This thing on? Hey, what's good? What's going on, guys? Haven't talked to you in a while. Just probably been about a couple weeks since I did a one-on-one episode. So this is episode 12 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. I did not almost forget my name. I know my own name. Stop it. Get out of here. This is episode 12 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi. That sounds way better. All right. So, man, let's get into the shit, man. I kind of don't want to start off in a somber note, but I mean, this is going to be that kind of episode, man. This is going to be that kind of episode. You know what? Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. I don't think I had a proper tribute yet on any of my episodes. I should have had one last week, realistically, but also doesn't hurt to have one right now. I do think about his death every day and how tragic and unfortunate it was. And it still is. It still is. Because he had a lot of great things left to do. And, ooh, my microphone. Sorry about that. He still had a lot of great things to do for his community. Most importantly, his community. But, like, secondary, the music game in general. I think people forget his whole pricing of his first mixtape. I mean, I'm pretty sure that wasn't his first mixtape, but he released a mixtape as an independent artist, and I think he sold about 100 for $100. So, or no, 1,000 for $100. Let me do my maths. Yeah, hold on. I think it might have been 10,000 for 100. No, 1,000 for $100. So he made $100,000 off of his mixtape. Hold on. I got to do this math. You know what? I don't want to look like an idiot. No, I can't find the calculator. Fuck it. That's going to break up my flow. So for $100,000, he made $100,000 off of these mixtapes. And that was significant to the game, but also to me, because I think that was my first real introduction to supply and demand, and that happened probably 2013. So that was around the time I started university, and I decided I wanted to at least minor in economics. So yeah, I don't know. It's a fuck, man. It's a tragic loss. It truly is. And to hear, and I guess to like watch his vigil, and to hear his mom speak about him, Lauren London speak about him. Just the family is strong. The family is really, really strong. And man, my only hope is to like have, you know, a tenth of the people. I mean, well, I guess no. For me, it's not necessarily about recognition, but to see what kind of impact that he made on people's lives, and for them to come out after it, not on some like fake shit. You know what I mean? Like, you could really tell that this guy was a really good person. So with that being said, I am at some point going to get a victory lap. Not a victory lap, but a marathon tattoo on me with two racing flags. Probably going to be a small piece, but I'll get it somewhere. Not going to rush into it because I do have some major pieces I want to get. Would like to fit it somewhere on my left arm, as that's where I'm going to have, that's probably like probably going to be like the area where I'm going to have the most amount of scattered pieces. Trying to figure out my last few pieces to fill out this arm, I kind of just wish I got like one tattoo artist to just fill out my whole arm. That would have been so much easier. But instead, I'm out here trying to figure this shit out for myself. Like, it's working well so far, but now it's getting to the crucial pieces. So I can't fuck this up, and I have to make sure that these artists are incredible. You know what I mean? So, fuck. So rest in peace, Nipsey. We'll be celebrating your life for the rest of the fucking year. And I would like to say, I guess I didn't address this yet. So a couple episodes back, I did have a tribute towards Tech N9ne, but I will like to take that back. I will like to take my rest in peace back. This is the first time that I've ever felt this way about after someone's death. So a week after his passing, somebody dug out some criminal files, I guess, and it did come to the light that the day before his death, the day after his death, he was supposed to go to court for 10 charges of, 10 sexual abuse charges against a minor. One of those including a possession of pornography. Yeah. Just, man. I mean, my whole thing is he didn't go to court, but come on, man. The writing is on the wall. Really? Like, the family doesn't come out about how you died. I believe the toxicology report hasn't come out yet. So you just die a day before your trial, your sexual abuse trial. And you also get charged for possession of pornography. Nah, man. Nah, you're not. And I think the girl's 9 right now or some shit. No, maybe she's 12. But regardless of her age, that's a minor, bruh. Nah. I formally renounce how I felt. I mean, a legend in the battle rap game, but nah, your legacy, I'm gonna forget your legacy. Hell no. And yes, I tell me that would switch up like the day of and a few days after his death, I've been like, nah, you're ridiculous. But nah, fuck that guy. Fuck Tech N9ne. Hope you rot in hell. Yeah. So anyways, I guess back to a different kind of tone on this episode. This is going to be the title of my podcast episode. But I am going to explain to you right now that I'm not going to Japan and my reasoning why. So the company that was supposed to hire me, they actually got back to me. And so earlier last March, while I was filling out my visa papers and the contract papers, they told me that they're going through a hiring freeze. So they can't continue the process of hiring me in that moment. This was in March. About last week, they actually told me that they can resume the process again and they can, carry on. So at first, I told them that that I would like to work for the company, just like let me know when the when they can resume, and I'd love to to resume that process. But when they sent me that, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like my heart, well, not necessarily my heart, but like I just felt really uneasy, and I was like, damn. What I thought was like how do I say this? Sorry, I'm a bit hungry right now, so I need to get some food. But what I was saying was that the immediate thought that I had was, I don't want to go. And I kind of just tucked that thought away. And I thought, like, okay, just maybe you're just scared. Maybe you just don't want to move to Japan because you're scared that you won't be successful there. You need to take risks. You're young. If you don't do this now, you won't ever do this. But then I began to analyze why I didn't want to go. And normally when I've had a similar kind of feeling, like with McGill and doing exchange in Australia, that was more so on the day of, like the day of my flight, where I'd be like, oh shit, I don't know if I'd want to go. Like I'd have that feeling. But months before, I would compile, like, well, not necessarily a pros cons list, but like the pros for me definitely outweighed any of the potential cons I would have. But this time I could list a lot of cons that outweighed the pros. So the pros would be, I would move to Japan, more opportunities there than in Vancouver for the music industry. I mean, yeah, that's where the pros would stop for me, essentially. The cons would be that, A, my Japanese isn't completely fluent, which is fine, which is totally fine, and I shouldn't be scared of that. I'm not. But you gotta be realistic. If I want to become, let's say, an A&R assistant or enters any kind of like entry-level position at a record label in Japan, I'm essentially competing against Japanese people that grew up in both Japan and America or Canada, and they're completely fluent in Japanese. Now, who would you take? Like, who would you take? Most likely the fluent kid. And I don't want to be there. Like I never intended it on being a long-term plan, but I thought, like, why would I don't want to be there for 2 years and I just end up not working in the music industry. Yes, I'll go during the time when it is the Olympics, and I guess that would be dope, but that would be an immense waste of time. Like, I realized with Japan is that if I want to operate within the hip-hop space, hip-hop R&B space there, why would I try to get clout there and not in America, where clearly Japanese people put a lot of weight into that? Like, I think if I worked with, let's say, Kid Cudi or even The Weeknd, I think that would gain me more clout capital, I guess. Like, that I would have a better reputation than if I worked with, like, the biggest Japanese hip-hop artist there, which I don't really know who that would be. So educate me on that. Shit, I should fucking know this, but I have a few answers, but I don't think they're the biggest hip hop artists. So, and I wasn't gonna say Ko, but it might be Ko, actually. No, I don't think it would be. But anyways, some other cons would be, I don't think I can network as effectively there. I think I'm better off trying to network in an English-speaking place while I get my Japanese right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still going to be working on my Japanese. Don't get me wrong. That's super important to me. But I mean, a big reason why I want to go was so to improve my Japanese. But that's not where my main focus is at anymore. That was my main focus maybe like 4 or 5 months ago when I kind of put music on the back burner. And after talking to an A&R here and somebody that founded a startup, is doing very well for himself, kind of realized, man, I need to go 120% with music, with trying to establish my career in music. And I quickly realized that, man, why am I shying away from it? And maybe I was using Japan as a distraction to get away from it, because maybe I was scared of not succeeding in this field. Just maybe. I don't know. So to remove any doubt of that, and to really, really let my nuts hang, I decided that I'm not going to work. I would decline the company's offer. And I guess another con was that the company that gave me the offer was not in the music industry. If it was a record label or like a media company, hell yeah, I would go to Japan. But it's not that kind of opportunity. I would gain skills in sales, but why don't I just gain that trying to sell an artist to people? And I have enough confidence in myself where I don't think learning how to talk to people is going to be an issue for me. And learning how to speak to people and just trying to relay a certain message and to present things in a certain light, like, I don't think that's going to be an issue for me. So, yeah, that's why I don't want to go to Japan, I guess, for those reasons above. The cons simply outweigh the pros in this case. Jesus. Sorry if I've been rambling, but I hope you got the gist of what I'm trying to say here. So my plan is to eventually move to Toronto within this year. Just going to save up some money, make some connections here while I'm at it. Hopefully work with some dope event companies, A&Rs, people. So work with some companies here and then get some connections out in Toronto and then go from there. And go from there. So that is my plan for now, for the future. The future is always daunting. And another thing is turning 24, I realized, shit, by the time I leave Japan, I'll be 26. What potential is there for me to do in those 2 years? And I also thought that, like, shit, just because I don't go to Japan now doesn't mean I can't go to Japan later. And once I get more clout and, like, reputable capital, I could go back. And I can go back frequently. Like, why not just focus on my career first and then that later? You know what I mean? Like, that door will never, ever be shut out for me. Ever. So, I mean, I was going to talk about some other shit, some shit about letting go of toxic people and not giving them mental real estate. But hey, I gotta go soon. So all I gotta say is fuck those people. You are worth way more than they are. You know, like, I don't know how to say this, but thinking about them is not worth your time. So fuck all that. And God, I'm thinking about cutting out some people because they simply just talk about, like, people in the past. Like, bro, like, that was high school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Got way more important things going on right now than to think about some punk from a private school. So, yeah, I'm going to play a track for y'all right now. This is by Sa Baby. My younger brother Makoto would try to put me onto this, but I don't know why I didn't listen to this. So this is Anime World by Sa Baby.
I wish to go to Dragonland, where dragon berries, black and blue like Larry. Holly, bitch, you wanna marry me? Screaming, I ain't like Jerry. I defy gravity in the mouth like cavity. To the bitch from Nigga D, now she appreciate me. Wars on my back, samurai attack. Ninjas with me niggas, oh, yeah. Stars at these bitches, oh, yeah. Eating ramen noodles in the hood with my ninjas. I leave bitches wanna turn up cause I'm with my niggas. I'm with my anime, anime, anime girl. Big tits on my bitches, yeah. Big ass on my bitches, big ass on my bitches, oh, yeah. R.P. New Jabez, left the agent to the key, yeah. I swear I'm speaking Japanese. Ushi nushi, ushi kushi. My bitch is naked, cooking sushi. Konnichiwa, here go my Uzi. Oh no, Japanese, bitch, get on your knees. P-L-E-A-S-E. Like I sleep, they bless me. Catch you like classic, you test me. Bitch, you can't push my buttons. I'm an iPhone 7. I'm not going to heaven. Fucking before marriage. Is it too late to go celibate? I see through these bitches like skeletons. Black block calling melanin. Every day getting medicine. Killing these niggas my regimen. Yeah, but a nigga like Evelyn. Echo Z like Edison. These niggas filled with estrogen. Roji Maru. Snake a nigga. Yeah, just like Garo. Can't play with niggas. I'm an anime world everyday nigga. They call me Jay, cause behind me is a gate. I got swords on my back. Samurai. Ninjas with me niggas, oh, yeah. Stars at these bitches, oh, yeah. Eating ramen noodles in the hood with my ninjas. I leave bitch and wanna turn up cause I'm with my ninjas. I'm with my anime girl. Anime girl. Big tits on my bitches, yeah. Big ass on my bitches, mm-hmm. Big ass on my bitches, yeah. R.P. New Jabez, left the agent to the key, yeah. I swear I'm speaking Japanese. Shotty gun, Renegon, Ayaku gun, Nisi gun, Trigram, Stick for palms, yeah. I'ma eat that bit like Neji, eat that bit like veggies. I go eat Jumanji, Susanoo Itachi. I just like a Katsuki, they copycats Kakashi, yeah. And I'm hit like Rock Lee, dressed in green like broccoli. And they tryna pop me, Chakra strong can't stop me. I got swords on my back, samurai attack. Ninjas with me niggas, oh, yeah. Stars at these bitches, oh, yeah. Eating ramen noodles in the hood with my ninjas. I leave bitch and wanna turn up cause I'm with my ninjas. I'm with my anime, anime girl. Big tits on my bitches, yeah. Big ass on my bitches, big ass on my bitches, oh, yeah. R.P. New Jabez, left the agent to the key, yeah. I swear I'm speaking Japanese.
That was Anime World by Sababy. Oh my god, what a fucking song. He is just dropping anime references left or right. He even gets a voice actor, an anime-ass voice actress, to like pull up and to just have a part in there. Like, what? What? I did not think that Sababy was this incredible. I didn't really like Pull Up With The Stick, but god, he has two songs on here that are really, really dope. Like, god. No, for real. For real. Shouts out to Sababy. I'm gonna have to wrap this shit up. I'm gonna talk more about like snake ass motherfuckers tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, next week. I wish I could record another episode tomorrow, but goddamn. Yeah, so, I mean, this has been episode 12 of the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your boy. No, I never want to say it. Okay, let me restart that. This is the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi, signing out. Peace.